Tomorrow in Atlanta, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson is scheduled to announce that Julie Gerberding will be the new head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She is one of several acting deputy directors who have run the agency since Jeffrey Copeland stepped down this past spring. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, she'll take over an agency that has been criticized for the way it handled last year's anthrax investigation.
When letters laced with the anthrax bacillus started turning up on Capitol Hill and in newsrooms last year, the CDC swung into action. But critics say the agency did a poor job responding to the attacks, at first assuring people that the letters posed no broad health threat. George's Benjamin says some of that criticism was unfair. He says CDC officials, including Julie Gerberding, were doing the best they could in responding to a novel threat. Benjamin is the chief health officer for the state of Maryland and the president of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials.
As we look back at any disaster, one of the things that you discover is how well you did in retrospect. And the public health system in general did quite well due to the anthrax attacks. And, you know, one of the reasons for that, I think, was Dr. Gerberding's role.
Benjamin says Gerberding brought a clarity to the CDC's public statements on anthrax that removed some of the doubt that swirled around the agency. He says she has become an effective leader in the country's effort to deal with a variety of bioterrorism threats. Benjamin says even though the CDC has recently been known for its anti-terrorism efforts, the agency has other, more traditional public health issues to deal with, such as tracking outbreaks of food poisoning or infectious diseases and leading campaigns on disease prevention. Benjamin says Gerberding's training in medicine as well as public health will make her an effective leader in all these areas.
She's done some academic medicine. She's been an infection control person in a hospital setting, so she's been on the ground floor of how medicine is actually practiced. She certainly has done HIV/AIDS, and if you've done HIV/AIDS, then you've done everything there probably is to do in medicine.
The CDC is one of the federal agencies scheduled for large funding increases as the Bush administration prepares the government to fight terrorism. Infectious disease expert Gail Castle, a vice president at Eli Lilly, serves on an advisory committee to the director of the CDC. Castle says Gerberding must balance the CDC's new responsibilities with the agency's traditional role in public health.
It is a very critical point in the history of CDC now, and shame on all of us if we, in fact, don't take this opportunity to really make it the very best agency possible.
Castle says Gerberding is the kind of smart, articulate, politically savvy person the agency needs at the top right now. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.